So let's review. The Gemara in the previous daf cited a brisa of Tani Reb Chiya. Toidish and his arva b'tmurasa u'meisa achas men, chaver te'en lo takana. If a carbon toidah that requires lechem was mixed up with a tmuras toidah, an animal that was exchanged for a toidah that does not require lechem, and then one of the two animals died, the behemoth that remained cannot be brought as a carbon, because nakrav lechem bahada dima tmuri. They cannot bring the carbon with lechem, because perhaps this is the tmur that does not require lechem. And loy nakav lechem ba'ada dima toidehi. They cannot bring the carbon without lechem, because perhaps this is the toideh that does require lechem. And the Gemara explains that this halacha of ein la takana cannot apply in the case of a neder where he said harei toideh, where he took upon himself an obligation to bring a toideh, and the original toideh was designated to fulfill that obligation, because in that case yesh le takana, there is a solution as follows. He brings another animal with lechem and makes it tonight, and stipulates as follows. If the remaining animal of the first two is the tmura, then the new animal and its lechem fulfill my obligation of a carbon toideh. If the remaining animal is the carbon toideh, then the lechem is for this toideh, and the new animal is for achrais, a backup, so that in case the first toideh becomes possible, the other toideh will take its place. Therefore, the above halacha must be referring to a case of nedava where he said harezu toideh and ein lo takana, because he cannot make the above tanai, since for a nedava there is no achrais. The Gemara suggests and then rejects eight possible solutions for the case of amah harezu as follows: v'leis behema v'lechem. Let him bring both an animal and lechem and stipulate. Ihach de kaima tmurihi hatoideh v'halachma. If the remaining animal of the first two is the tmura, the new animal shall be a toideh accompanied by this bread. And ihach de kaima toidehi halachma v'hatav shlam. If the remaining animal of the first two is the toideh, this lechem is for the toideh, and the new carbon shall be a shlam, which does not require lechem. This is not a solution, because mishum de kamamayid b'chil de shlam. This limits the time of eating the shlamim, because a carbon shlam can be eaten for 2 days and a night. But now, as a suffix toideh, it can be eaten for only 1 day and a night. And if he stipulates ihach de kaima toidehi halachma v'hatav meis de toideh, the lechem is for the remaining toideh. And the new animal should be considered a leftover of a toideh which does not require lechem and is eaten for only 1 day. This is also not a solution, because v'chim afrishin tchilil meisaros, one cannot initially be makdish an animal to be a meisr toideh. And if he stipulates that ihach de kaima toidehi halachma v'hatav tamura, the lechem is for the remaining toideh, and the new carbon shall be a tamura which does not require lechem and is eaten for 1 day. This is also not a solution, because arbon b'kasvei v'kasher, he cannot like a tchilil make a tamura for which he would be liable to malkus. V'leisi lechem. Let him bring only lechem and stipulate. Ihach dekaima toidehi halachma. If the remaining animal is the toideh, this shall be its lechem. And ihach dekaima tamurihi lepik lechulen. If the remaining animal is the tamura, this lechem shall become chulen. This is not a solution, because if he machnisin chulen azara, one is forbidden to bring chulen into the azara. And according to Rabbi Yechon, who holds chutz lechemes azara kadosh, lachmi toideh can get kedusha sagof even outside the azara, Laisi lechem v'leisi chutz lechemes azara. Let him leave the lechem outside the azara and stipulate ihach de kaima toidehi halachma. If the remaining animal is the toideh, this shall be its lechem. Ihach de kaima tmurihi lepik lechulen. The remaining animal is the tmura. This lechem shall become chulen. This is not a solution either, because mishum de'ika arba lahanif. 4 of the chalas require tenufa that must be done inside the azara. According to Chizki, who holds toideh sheshachta al shmoinim chalas, kitru arba mitoch shmoinim. If the carbon toideh was shechted for 80 loaves instead of 40 loaves, 40 loaves become kaddish. Leisa behema v'leisa shmoinim b'hadav v'lema. Let him bring an animal with 80 loaves and stipulate. Ihach dekaima toidehi hanam etava toideh. V'ha shmoinim d'tarvayu. If the remaining animal of the first two is the toideh, the new animal shall also be a toideh, and the 80 loaves are for both toideh. Ihach dekaima tmurihi ha toideh b'halachmo, b'lekachu lo arba mitoch shmoinim. If the remaining animal of the first two is the tmura, only the new carbon becomes a carbon taida, and only 40 of the loaves become kaddish for this taida. This is not a solution. Since 8 of the chalas require tenufa and must be consumed by the kahanim, if there are not enough kahanim, the loaves will become pasul nicer. According to Rabbi Yechon, who said, Hifrish chatas mu'uberis v'yolda, rotz abam meskaper, rotz bevlad meskaper. One can bring either the mother or the offspring as a carbon taida. Let him bring a pregnant animal, wait until it gives birth, along with 80 loaves and stipulate. If the remaining animal of the first two is the tmura, this mother and offspring shall both be toides, accompanied by these 80 loaves. If the If the remaining animal of the first two is the toida, the mother shall also be a toida accompanied by these 80 loaves, and the offspring shall be a leftover toida which does not come with lechem. This is not a solution, because even in the first part of his Tanai, the vlad is considered mais to the toida and does not come with bread, and the according to Rabbi Yechanan, lekitra abo mitach shmayim. V'laisa behema v'leima hareolai. Let him first bring another animal and say hareolai toida, and then v'laisa behema achriti, v'laisa shmayim b'hado v'leima. Let him then bring a third animal with 80 loaves and stipulate. Ihach dekaimo tumurihi hanetarti toidas v'ashmayim b'detarvayo. If the remaining animal, the first was the tamura, the second and third animals are both toidas accompanied by these 80 loaves. Bihach dekaimo toidihi v'ha de amri olai nami lahavet toida v'ashmayim b'detarvayo v'idach tav lachrais. If the remaining animal of the first two is the toida, let the second animal also be a toida with these 80 loaves, and the third animal should be a backup. This is not a solution as well, because HaTayra Amra, Toiva Shaloi Tidu Mishan Tidu B'Lei Teshalem, V'at Amrit Leikem Melinder B'Tchila. We cannot suggest for him to make a new neder, because the Torah says that it's preferable to not make nedarim at all. We proceed with the next Mishnah. Zok the Mishnah. If a person made a neder to bring a carbon toida without specifying from which money, both the carbon toida and the lachmei toida must be bought with money of chulin, because as the next Mishnah explains, all carbonas that are obligatory must come only from chulin. And even if he said toida lai menachulin v'lachma menamaiser yavihi v'lachma menachulin, and even if he specified in the neder to bring the toida from chulin money, but the lechem from maiser sheini money, since the primary part of the carbon, the toida, comes from chulin money, the secondary part, the lachmei toida, must also come from chulin. However, toida menamaiser v'lachma menachulin yavi. If he specified to bring the toida from maiser and the lechem from chulin, the toida may come from maiser, but the lechem must come from chulin, because since the primary toida is not brought properly from chulin, but from maiser, the secondary lechem is not bound to the toida. And he v'lachma menamaiser yavi. If he specified to bring both the toida and lechem from maiser, then both may come from maiser. The Gemara proceeds to explain the Mishnah through the following rule of Rav Huna. Ha'im ha'reilai lachmei toida, maybe toida v'lachma. If a person made a neder to bring lachmei toida, he's obligated to bring both a carbon toida and lachmei toida, because may the yada ha'gavet the lechem lo toida lo ikriv, v'hai toida v'lachma kamar. He knows that one cannot bring lachmei toida on its own without a carbon toida, and his intention certainly was to bring a complete carbon toida. I think more questions Rav Huna from the Mishnah's third case. Toida min ha'maiser v'lachma min ha'chulin yavi kamash another. If he specified to bring the toida from maiser and the lechem from chulin, the toida may come from maiser, while the lechem must come from chulin. The Gemara asks, according to Rav Huna, why may the toida come from maiser? Kivin da amal lachma min ha'chulin, yavi hiv lachma min ha'chulin. Once he specified that the lechem should come from chulin, his intentions were assumingly for both lechem with a toida, and both must come from chulin. The Gemara answers, Shani Hasan, the kivin da amal toida min ha'maiser, nasa ka'im ha'rei alei lechem lifter toidasi shablaini. In this case, since he stated both toida and lechem, when he states lachma min ha'chulin, we assume his intentions were only for lechem to fulfill his other obligation of taida, because lechem the mifter taida asi, the lechem is secondary to the taida. However, in the second case of taida min achulun malachem min amaiser, yavihi v'lachem min achulun, if he specified to bring the taida from chulun and the lechem from maiser, both must come from chulun, even though he stated both taida and lechem, because when he states taida min achulun, we assume his intentions were for both taida and lechem, and not to fulfill his other obligation of lechem, because taida lav l'mitzvah lechem asi, the taida is not secondary to the lechem. The Gemara proceeds with the following brisa: Ha'im ha'reilai taida b'lei lechem v'zevach b'lei nesachem kaifin aisi u'mevi taida v'lachem v'zevach u'nesachem. If a person made a neder to bring a taida without lechem or a carbon without nesachem, we compel him to bring a taida with lechem and a carbon with nesachem. I think more questions this halacha. Amai. Neder upischa imayhu. If he made a neder for toida b'lei lechem, why is he obligated to bring a carbon toida? He's considered to have stated a neder with a retraction techidei dibur. The Gemara offers two answers. Chizkiya says the braisa follows the opinion of Beis Shammai who hold tafas lashon rishon. When a person makes a statement in which there is a contradiction between the initial and final parts, as in harei alei toida and then b'lei lechem, we go only with the initial part, and his neder was for a toida with lechem. Rabbi Yechanan says the Braisa concurs even with Beis Hill, who hold that this would generally be considered a retraction. However, this Braisa refers to Ba'omer ilu ha'yisa yedeh she'en nodrinkach lo'ha'yisa nodrinkach elekach. He states, I made a mistake. Had I known that a toida cannot be brought without lechem, I would have certainly stated a toida with lechem. And umay kaifin, the kubayi hader bay. If he wants to retract from his neder, we compel him to bring the toida.